Hello, everyone. This is Lori Boyer for Your Ag Network, and I'm visiting with Max Risden with Sioux Steel. Max, let's find out a little bit more about you. Tell us about yourself.
So I'm the fifth generation here at the Sioux Steel Company. I've worked in a different industry as per our family rule for the last 5 years. And so earlier in 2023, I joined the Sioux Steel Company, and now I kind of help. I'm kind of our communications director for engineering, as well as product line manager for our dust suppression hopper, which is a different safety product, not our paddle sweeps, but similar in that it's going to be reducing hazards in the workplace.
Max, who actually started the company?
So it was Charles Risden. This is my great-great-grandfather. And then Max Risden, my namesake, took it over from him, and then Phil, Scott, and now Max again.
And remind me where you're headquartered at?
Our headquarters is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we have manufacturing in Lenox and Spokane.
Max, can you share a little bit more on Sioux Steel as a company itself?
Yeah, at this point, we have just under 300 employees. Most of our products are going into the farm agricultural space. So that's our grain bins. It's by far our most popular line, as well as our paddle sweeps that attaches to an underbin or a reclaim system for farm bins, as well as commercial. We've seen great success with those in farm commercial. We're now expanding into industrial as well, looking at some dome style applications for storage of different materials. But then we also make, in addition to those grain handling or grain storage solutions, we make grain handling. So that's augers, elevators, towers, catwalks, things, kind of the whole picture for a grain bin site.
And I'm curious, are most of your customers in the United States, or do you have some outside the US as well?
I definitely say absolutely most of our customers are within the United States. We also do a fair bit of business up in Canada, just due to our proximity to the border, as well as down in Mexico. We've got several sites there. Recently, we shipped some to the Philippines as well, and we do have an international representative in India.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, it is National Grain Safety Week, one of the reasons I'm talking to you here today. So tell me how your company falls into that and some of the things that you do to ensure safety for your customers.
Absolutely. Well, our paddle sweeps are probably our premier line as far as it goes in grain bin safety. Those replace those dangerous auger sweeps you see at the bottom of grain bins. Every farmer's got a story about their friend, a family member who had an arm, a leg, clothing trapped in an auger, and the results can be disastrous. So instead of using augers to move the grain to the center sump, these use flexible rubber paddles. Those can simply brush right over skin and hands, but at the same time, they're strong enough to move the grain to the center sump thanks to a rubber drag along the bottom. So those are a much safer way to clean bins. We make those types of systems. They're all permanent reclaims for bins. But also, you know, Sioux Steel incorporates a lot of industry standard safety features. We've got a teardrop shaped manway up top. We've got locks, lockout, tagout positions on our all of our doors, the upper manways, as well as the lower doors. And then we're one of the only companies that's developing a true zero system. That's the ability to completely de-energize a bin right from the door. So if you need to lock out, tag out a bin, this applies a lot to commercial sites. You can press a button, that entire bin is going to be de-energized. That's the sweep inside it, the reclaim under it, and any monitoring equipment they've got inside.
Max, can you give us a little 101 when you say tag in and tag out? What does that mean exactly?
That's a lot of people refer to it as LOTO. That's lockout, tag out. It's a kind of a commercial standard term for placing a lock and de-energizing your system. So it's a OSHA compliance rule where if you're going into working on equipment that could be dangerous, you need to lock out the power source as well as any mechanical objects on the inside that could be operating, that you hold the key to that lock to make sure that nothing's going to happen while you're inside the bin and working on the equipment.
Got it. Can you retrofit that to older bins?
You can retrofit lockout tagout sites to older bins. Absolutely. So our True Zero system is intended as a retrofit, although it's, of course, available for new sale as well. That complete de-energization can be secured via a gate in front of an existing bin door. So when that gate is opened, it's going to be an automatic lockout tagout. When the gate is closed, it allows the bin to be energized, and that's available for new bins. It's easiest to integrate there, but there's also retrofit kits where you can apply that to existing ones with a little bit of rewiring of your bin site.
And in the same question, when you were talking about the paddles, can those also be retrofitted?
Absolutely. Yep. We find that most of our customers are using retrofits on the paddle side. That's definitely one of the biggest markets, as it's replacing an existing auger sweep. You know, for dozens of years, auger sweeps are sold with underbin kits. And so these flexible rubber paddles move grain just as well. They're a little bit easier on the grain too, so you're getting less FM in the product, and then they fit right up to the pivot gearbox that your auger sweep used to. So there's no additional power there either.
And what's FM in the product?
FM in the product would be your foreign material. So a lot of guys, if you're continuously running an auger, especially if you're putting grain into a wet bin, drying it, then moving it back to a dry bin, augering it out of there, you can introduce a substantial amount of FM, which is going to increase your discount at the elevator.
Max, what else would you like to talk about here today?
Aside from our paddle sweeps and grain bins, we also produce a product called the dust suppression hopper. That is a loadout style item that's used to reduce the amount of dust by up to 98% as you're loading your corn, wheat, and soybeans out into trucks. So that's going to keep your environment cleaner. It keeps your employees healthier and safer in the process.
Max, where do we find Sioux Steel for more information?
If you're looking for more information, absolutely visit us at www.sioussteel.com. You can follow us on any amount of social media. I believe we're on every platform at this point, although most active on LinkedIn and Facebook. Otherwise, feel free to reach out, info@sioussteel.com.
Once again, Max Risden with Sioux Steel Company joining me here today. I'm Lori Boyer.